And we were reflecting the other day on okay, when exactly did we first meet? And it feels much longer to me, Vincent, in the best of ways. I feel like you've been a part of my life really forever, and yet it's only been a few years, 3 years, when Phil Corson and I first made our first pilgrimage, if you will, to New Life Assembly in Alphen an den Rhein. And I know some of you weren't here when I first shared this, but I shared with the church when I got home that Sunday evening in Alphen an den Rhein, when Phil and I arrived there, I was driving the car, and I opened the door, and I put my left foot down on the pavement of their parking lot, and all I can tell you is the Holy Spirit met me right there in that place, and it became very clear why as we went in, and God just powerfully ministered that night in their church. I heard a great story this weekend at the conference that New Life, as you know, the church family here knows, has had a wonderful opportunity to reach Muslim refugees. In fact, you helped give to change out a bathroom so that they had a place to shower in their church. Well, we heard the story that the first time two Muslim men were coming to their church, they were actually coming to steal. They were coming to the church. I mean, why not? That seems a good place, right? So they were coming to New Life to steal from people, but they were convicted. Nobody spoke their language. They had no understanding, but God met them and broke their hearts, and they were converted and didn't steal a thing. So I'm telling you, if you go there, something happens on their property, okay? So you're forewarned if you go. If you're going to steal, okay, I just want you to know it's not a good idea. God will meet you right there. The point is this, God's using this church in a part of Europe that's in desperate need of the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And New Life is shining that light. And so Vincent, his wife Tamara, one of their children, Gina, they've got two other children back home, are here. And so Vincent is here to bring the word. His father-in-law, Ab, is up in Gainesville at Abundant Grace to bring the word there today. So can we welcome Vincent this morning?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Aaron. Good morning, church. I'm really excited, honored, privileged to be here this morning. It's probably my sixth, seventh time here with you, with the Metro Life family. And that's really what you are to me. You are my family. I feel connected. I feel one in spirit with all of you. Whether you're here in Castleberry, or whether you're from Ukraine or Minnesota, my friend Tom and his wife. But I feel connected because we are one in Christ. Christ unites us. And this is something that man cannot create. When we are brothers and sisters, when we are one, something supernatural happens. And we have this connection which people cannot think of themselves. And this is what my father calls holy connections. This is when God has a plan that he made up before time for people to come together and as a joint force, if you will, reach out and spread the gospel wherever they are. So before I continue, I would like to bring greetings from the church in Alphen an den Rhein. They were very happy that we could go to the conference, the leadership conference, and be built and receive teaching. And Aaron shortly spoke about it. The theme of the conference was genuine love. Let love be genuine. And I personally, it was for me one of the best conferences I've been to, because if a conference makes you think and makes you say, I need to listen to this message maybe two, three other times before I can really comprehend and make it part of me, then that's a very good thing. So we were very much blessed. Also, my father-in-law, Ab, was very much blessed. As Aaron said, they're now preaching in Gainesville. So we're happy that we can be sort of a joint ministry team this morning as well, up in Gainesville. And I'm preaching this morning to the family here in Castleberry. So this morning, what I want to do is I want to talk about you. Maybe you can turn to your neighbor and say, the message is about you. Please go ahead. That's it. This morning, I want to speak about the power of together. I wholeheartedly believe, based on God's words, that God brings us together. You are here in Metro Life Church, not because by chance you passed the building or by chance you came to live in Castleberry. I believe it was God's plan, God's purpose, God's intent for you to be here in Metro Life Church and to put the gifts that He has given to you here in this church, in this local community, and not somewhere else. God has placed you here. So what I want to speak about this morning is this power of being together, working for God together, praying together, and trusting God together. I also believe that it has never been God's intent for men or women to be alone. We read that also in the Bible. It's not His design, not His purpose for man to be alone. It's not His plan for us to do life together. Amen? It's something, life, that God gives us a companion for. When we're married, I believe my wife is my perfect complement, my perfect companion. The things that I cannot do by myself, my wife will complement me. Is that true, Tamara? And vice versa. I can be a complementary to the things that she maybe needs to develop more or where I have to develop more. So I believe, therefore, as I said, it's God's intent for us not to do life ourselves. I gave the example of marriage, but I think it goes further than that. Not just in marriage, but also being in the church, being brothers and sisters. God puts us together as a church. God's plan was for there to be a church, for brothers and sisters to come together to worship the Lord and to minister to the neighborhood, to the community where God has placed them. And that's also what Metro is doing. This morning, when we were driving in, we were looking at the soccer field that we have here. And Gina said, they have this huge property. Well, yes, they do. And you use it also for the community to use it and to have, let's say, the fruit of that. So I believe, based on that as well, God has placed you here for a reason. God's providence is shown through the power of together. So I would like to ask you to turn your Bibles to John 17, verse 20. It will also be shown here on the beamer. And this will be the starting point for my message this morning, which is on the power of together. John 17, verse 20. And we'll read through 26. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given to me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and those know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that because Christ is in us and you are one with the Father, we may be one with you through Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, that we have read and will see throughout the scriptures that you're calling us not to keep this for ourselves, but to show this to the world around us, to make this love that you have given us known to the world, and that the world may see in us that we are one with you. Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I have a structure, and it will be shown on the beamer. It will be 4 points that I would like to walk you through, which all talk about this power of together. The first one will be the power to choose to be together, because I believe it's a decision. I have to choose to be one with my brother, with my sister. It doesn't come by default. It doesn't come automatically. The second will be the power of together in prayer. Third item will be the power of together through multiplication. And the last one, very important one, will be the power of together, God with us. So the first one, power to choose to be together. I would like you to turn to Psalms 133, verse 1 and 3. And here we read the following. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. There where brothers and sisters dwell in unity, the Lord commands his blessing. I believe this is a principle which we have to hold dear to our hearts. God is asking us to walk, to act, to think in unity with our brothers and sisters. He wants us to be one. And probably, as you all know, this is not always very easy. I can think of people in my home church where I say, yes, this is my brother, but Lord, give me some additional portion of your grace for me to show love to that brother. But I also believe at the same time, this is the calling and this is a command that the Lord is giving us, is giving me. He is asking me to be one with my brother and sister. He's calling me to make a conscious decision, because through the unity, we saw that in the verse in John that we read, through our unity, the world will see that we are one, and the world will see who the Father is and who Jesus is. So it's not just, maybe I'm using the wrong words, but it's not us being happy, clappy, and happy Christians. No, it's for the world to see that we are one, and that God is real, that His love is real. Where the Lord is, where unity is, this is where the Lord commands his blessing. We also see when we read the word that that Jesus prayed that we would be one. Why? Because Jesus knew a divided church cannot be an example to the world. When we as a church are divided, when I take myself as an example because that's the safest, if I go and talk bad or even just in my mind think bad about my brother and my sister, then there cannot be unity. I'm called to see Christ in my brother and my sister. And that's not just on Sunday. On Sunday, I'll probably go about playing, between brackets, nice. But I wholeheartedly believe it's more than just on Sunday. 7 days a week, when the most difficult person calls me, maybe in the middle of the night, is saying, Vincent, I have a problem. Pray for me. Or, as actually happened, someone from my youth group coming into my house, living in my house, because his parents kicked him out. It was not the most easy person to have in our house. But I believed this is what God is asking me to do. Also for the parents to see, who were not Christians, for the parents to see, we as Christians, he is coming, their son is coming to a church, we don't leave him on the curb, we ask him in. I invited him into our home, and God did a beautiful work in his life. So, again, where there is unity, the Lord commands his blessing. This is what we read. So there cannot be a divided church. The calling, the appeal which God is doing to me, and humbly I say to the church as well, is for us to love one another, to be in unity with each other, to seek the heart of your brother or your sister who you might not see eye to eye to, or maybe who you don't fully understand, but for your heart to have the desire and to ask Lord Jesus to give you the compassion and the love and the unity for you to be one with your brother and your sister. So I have to choose that. I have to choose to be one. Also, next to making that decision, I have to act on it. I have to act on it. Why? Because our example will show to the world that we are one. This is, again, what we read in John. Over and over in John, we were reading, the world will see, the people will see. It's something very important for us to do. I need you, and you need me. This same is true for your brother or sister sitting next to you. You need the person sitting next to you. Whether this is your wife, whether this is a complete stranger, I believe when we are Christians, we are called to be one. We are called to love one another. And an effect, so next to loving each other and showing it to the world, a very beautiful, I want to say side effect, but that could be sort of downplaying it, so it's not a side effect, but a result of us being one, we can also find in Proverbs 15, verse 22. So if you turn with me to Proverbs 15, verse 22, it's one of my personal favorite verses in the Bible. Without counsel, plans fail. But with many advisors, they succeed. So this is what's in my heart, and this is what I believe. When I need counsel, when I need to make plans, when I need to make decisions, whether these are small or big, I can go to my brother and sister. I can go to my brother and sister, and I can ask, Aaron, pray for me. Talk to me. Let's have a dialogue. I have this difficult decision to make. What do you believe God is saying in this situation. What could I do? What do you believe God is saying? Without counsel, plans fail. So this will be an appeal to the young people this morning here in church. Make this a pattern in your life. When you need to make a decision, seek counsel. Do not make a decision just with your own wisdom, but go to your youth leader, go to your pastor, go to your community group leader, go to a brother or sister, someone who's a Christian, who has a living relationship with Jesus. Share your ideas, share your plans, because with many advisors, your plans will succeed. This is a principle of God's word. This is a principle of God's word. So next to the fact that the world will see that we are one because we are loving each other, the other effect, if you will, is our brothers and sisters, their wisdom and the wisdom that God is giving them will help when we have difficult decisions to make. So how to make this practical? This is the first item. How to make it practical? How to make practical the power of together by unity? And it's a bit difficult because the words I will use, they're pretty strong words. Words which we don't use in our day-to-day life, and especially when we talk about maybe our brothers and sisters, these would not be the first words which come to mind. But I do believe this is what God is calling us to do. So how do I show the power of together by unity in relation to our brothers and sisters around me? The first one, I submit myself. I submit myself to my brother and my sister. My brother and sister is more than who I am. I seek the best for my brothers and my sisters. If I can help them in any way, that's what I want to do, because I believe that's what God calls us to do, to love our brother and sister, our neighbor, more than we love ourselves. Submit ourselves. Secondly, I choose to love. I need to make, and again, humbly I say, maybe you have to make a conscious decision to love the other. Choose to love. Choose to not think bad about your brother or your sister. Choose to have good thoughts, heavenly thoughts, God's thoughts about your brother and your sister. And if that's not the case, seek them. Go to them, talk to them, ask for forgiveness, have the dialogue, because the end goal will be for you to be one with your brother and your sister. The third way to do that, so the third way to show the power of unity is to honor. I choose to honor my brother and sister. I choose to honor the person next to me because I see God in them. I know how God has forgiven me. I cannot go and say, yeah, but he's doing this, he's doing that. When I see maybe something that's wrong in their lives, I go again with the love that we talked about earlier to my brother and my sister. And in love, I stand next to them. I walk beside them because I know I'm no better than the person next to me. And last, how do I show the power of together by unity? I encourage. I choose to encourage. I want the best that God has in store for you to be shown in your life. I encourage. I want to encourage. I encourage you to encourage your brothers and your sisters. Second, the power of together in prayer. Matthew 18, verse 19, a very familiar verse. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. This is a truth. This is a truth which God put into his word. If two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And I think it's a whole sermon to talk about when we don't see that, or we don't see it immediately. I choose for now, also for the sake of time, to not even go there. But this is a truth. I want to live this truth. I want to take this truth and apply it in my life and trust God that when he says this, it is the truth. I need to agree with my brother. If I pray with my wife, if I pray with my children, I'm trusting God. It will be done by my Father in heaven because he loves me. The power of together in prayer. Seek your brother. When you see your brother stumbling, when you see your brother hurting, when you see your brother or sister in pain, go to them. Pray with them. This is the power of prayer. This is the power of prayer. Power of together in prayer. The third item that I put onto the index at the beginning is the power of together through multiplication. And I love this one because I believe this is a universal law, if you will, that the Lord put in place, and it was true 2,000 years ago, and it will continue to be true. So I'm not a native English speaker, as you can hear, but I try to explain in English, so bear with me as I do this. So the definition of synergy, so we're talking about power of together through multiplication. Definition of synergy is when the sum of working together is larger than the result of just one. Does that make sense? All right, that's good. Happy to hear that. So let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 4, verse 15 and 16. And we read the following. Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly, it makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So, going back to the synergy, when I go and do something by myself, it will have a certain effect. I might reach 6. But if I go and do something with Aaron or with my brother from Haiti, Robert, Pastor Robert, or with anyone else, I might reach 12 or I might reach 20. And this is what I believe the Lord is saying here. Through no other plan on earth than the church, the world can get a glimpse of heaven. So the Lord is using us, the church, as a vehicle, as a mode of transportation for his blessing, for showing the world how life should be done. When I grow, when we all grow, this will add to this multiplication. We had the baptism service. The baptism is a result of multiplication. Today, there are more people here in this church than when I was here a year ago. Praise God for that. Multiplication. God is doing a great work here in Castleberry. The power of together through multiplication. We should not be consumers, but providers of the gifts and the goodness of God the Father. So my appeal to you is step out of your comfort zone and show your neighbor, maybe invite your neighbor for dinner, have a community meal. So I don't know what God will give you, but I do believe when you earnestly seek the Lord, Lord, what can I do to reach my neighborhood, my community with the gospel of Jesus Christ? And that can be together with church, that might be just in your street, maybe for the sisters, when you go to Kmart, when you go to Ross, when you go to whatever. I believe God wants to give you a word right there where you are, because you are a bearer of good news. You are a bearer of good news. God is wants more for you than only to come on Sunday morning and to worship. And we need to do that. So please do understand me correctly. I'm not saying that's not good. The message I want to bring across through this topic of multiplication is that God wants more people to be saved. And he will use you for that. And you might sit here and think, well, Vincent, you don't know me. You might be standing there and saying all of this, but you do not know me. I have this in my life. I have this trouble. I have this anxiety. I have this problem. Then all the above that we talked about is so very true. Seek your brother, seek your sister, seek God. Because through prayer, through us being one, I believe the world will see and people will come to Jesus. People will come here to this building because they see something is happening here. Here, Metro Life, something is happening here. When I put my left foot on the concrete of Metro Life, I experience God is here. I trust that's God's desire. I trust even this is your desire. As you sit here, church, this is also your desire for God to go to your neighbors, to your friends, to your co-workers, to your classmates, and for them to be touched by his love. And again, I trust God is using you for that. He can use and he will use his Holy Spirit. He will convict through his Holy Spirit, but I sincerely believe you will be the example. You will be the one who shows to that person next to you what it is to be a Christian. Power of multiplication. We see that also how Jesus sends out the 12 disciples, two by two. Again, the synergy, how I started this particular topic. Escalations 4, verse 9. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. Two are better than one. You don't have to do life, if you will, by yourself. There is a brother, a sister who loves you. Brothers, please go to your brother. Sisters, please go to your sister. When you have certain topics you want to discuss, it's healthy for the brothers to go to the brothers, sisters to the sisters. But two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. Power of multiplication. You can go out. You can go out with your friend, with your community group, brother, sister, and I believe God will do a marvelous work. The last one, the power of together, God with us. Matthew 18, verse 20. And actually, I want to say, I could have started with this one, because this is the most important one. We can love all we want, and I'm saying it now a bit popular, so I mean it with respect. But we can love all we want. We can, at our own merit or through our own merit, do all the things that I mentioned earlier. But that cannot be done if it's not for God with us. God loves you. God loves me. Matthew 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am amongst them. The most important manifestation of the power of the gather is Jesus with us. As sons and daughters of God the Father, in the Holy Spirit, He is always with us wherever we go. This provides us peace. This provides us rest. With the Holy Spirit, we go from glory to glory. Even when this is not always a straight line. So my message is not, now go and do all the four things that I've said, and your life will be peachy, and it will be all nice, and even the sun will shine tomorrow, 90 degrees. No, that's not what I'm saying. I believe, trust in the Lord with all your might. Believe Him for these items that we talked about this morning. Because the power of together, being one, working together as a church, as individuals of the church together, there is a great power, there's a great work that will be done when we are one. Through the connection with Him, His church, and His word, we are changed. So, I trust most of us, we've heard multiple sermons and multiple messages. So I just want to sort of bring it together and also say, it's what I just, all those items that I mentioned, trust God that He will, when you seek Him, when you pray, one of the items that we mentioned, when you pray, trust God will reveal something to you through your prayer. Trust also that when you read your Bible every day. This is the children's school song we, some of us, most of us, have grown up hearing. Read your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible. Trust that God will also speak through to you through His words. The power to choose to be together. I love you. You are my brother. You are my sister. I mean that. It's a very true statement. The power of together in prayer. We just talked about that. The power of together through multiplication. Doing things together will have a greater result than doing things by ourselves. And the most important one, God with us. God loves you. God loves you. His plan for you is to grow, to excel, and to be there with all the gifts that He has given to you and use them for His glory. Amen. Thank you.
Well, church, God has given us a way to remember this togetherness that we're called to, and that's through communion. Jesus Himself implemented this as a sacrifice.